Welcome back, guys, to another episode of the Reigniting Men's Lives. So, it's been a while. I'm just putting you up in the sun visor. It's been a little while, guys. Kind of took some time off. It's funny, and I get into this a little bit, but I got this chest infection, and I've still got it. I've had it for about 2 weeks now, but I couldn't really speak. Like, I could speak, but when I was speaking, I was just coughing and splattering my guts up, and I still am a little bit now. It's a bit better, and I'm still doing that a bit now, but I've just been kind of not been able to shake this for 2 weeks, and now, anyone that knows me, I'm not a massive fan of just going to the doctors and having antibiotics. I've been to the doctor probably once in the last 4 years, and that was really to get an appointment for my knee. But on whole, I don't go to the doctors. You know, I usually just kind of get on with stuff. If I've got a cold, got an headache, got something going on, it'll pass, right? It will pass. So I kind of take that mindset to it, you know, is to not just keep on going to the doctors. But anyway, I've got this chest infection, and I've not been able to shake it for about two. This is coming up to my third week now. So I kind of wasn't doing anything really on social media, just because basically I was just struggling, just coughing my guts up. And, you know, every time I went to speak, I'd just be coughing and splattering everywhere. So hence why there's not been a podcast. And as well with that, right, my plan was just to take a few days off just to kind of give myself, my voice, a rest, and give myself a rest from this. I say rest, it's not really how I like to live my life, in the sense that, you know, stopping doing something, right? Because I like to create the habit and being, not getting complacent, but it is what happened. It's something that I've learned from this. So here's a lesson to take from this. I'm going to keep it quite short today, guys. The lesson I've learned is, people find it so hard to start something they want to do. And when they start doing it, then they kind of realize it's not that difficult, and they build some momentum. But the moment they stop, it's very easy to stay stopped, right? It's very easy to stay stopped and not start again. I always said this, like, stopping drinking wasn't the problem. It was staying stopped, right? That was the problem. And it's the same as when we take action on a lot of stuff that we want to do, guys. It's not the actual taking the action. It's continuously taking the action. So what I found for myself, guys, was basically, like, I stopped this podcast to kind of let my voice. I was just coughing and splattering. I remember the last one. It was just, I just couldn't really speak without coughing and splattering. And it didn't make for good podcasts and good videos. But what I found was, I started finding myself making excuses to start again. Oh, I'll start tomorrow. I'll start next week. I'm going to put it off till later on. You know, and not creating that consistency. You know, things happen. Things sidetrack us. Things happen in life, right? But my commitment was to podcast. That was my commitment, to do this. Now, I stopped because of how I was feeling, but then what I allowed to get in the way of that was complacency. And I speak a lot about this, guys, is about complacency. Complacency kills everything. You know, and part of being a man in today's world is being a man of your word and being a man of action. You know, a lot of people are so caught up in what is a man, what is masculinity, what is all this stuff, you know. And I think one of the biggest attributes to being a man in the world is being a man of action, being a man of your word. You know, not making excuses, taking ownership. Have I done that over the last 2 weeks? No, I haven't. There was a few days where I felt awful. There was actually a day where I was in bed. I was really ill. But aside from that, I probably could have jumped on and done a bit. And maybe you would have enjoyed listening to me coughing and splattering. So what I wanted to share this, guys, is just to let you know, right, that I want to hold myself to a higher standard in life, but it doesn't mean that I don't fuck up from time to time, right? This isn't about perfection. This is about excellence, right? Not slipping into mediocrity, right? I observe a lot of things and people without a judgment, right? I'm not walking around judging people. Look at me, look at you, because I'm nothing special, right? But what I see is so many people living unhappy lives because they've got no vision for their lives, and they live a life of mediocrity. And that's what kind of drives me, guys, that living a life of mediocrity. That drives me to do, be, and have more in my life. You know, do, be, and have more. Be, do, and have more, guys. And not, it's not about, it's funny because I was thinking of this the other day when we went away to somewhere and we was on this retreat sort of thing, and there was a barbecue to be lit, and this guy kind of said to me, oh, you're in charge of the barbecue. I was like, okay. I said, like, why me? And he said, well, you're kind of like, I see you as the alpha male. Sees me as the alpha male. And it made me chuckle, and I said, look, man, I said, like, what does alpha male mean to you? He's like, well, you know, you're kind of, you're the man that gets up and gets shit done and, you know, do stuff and, you know, you lead the pack. And I'm like, look, you know, I don't mind doing the barbecue, but I don't class myself as an alpha male, right? Other people might, I don't fucking know. You know, right, what people think. It's not really an issue, right, what people think. You know, I do this to inspire the people that want to be inspired by this, not try and convince people that they need to do this, right? You know, if you want to live a life of mediocrity, that's fine. You go and do that. There's nothing wrong with that if you're happy with that. You want to live a life of excellence, then you want to create an extraordinary life of excellence, then let's go on this journey, you know. Am I there? No. My journey is to stretch myself and push myself each day a little bit more than I did the day before, because I want to see how far I can push this motherfucker, right? You know, because for so long I've quit myself and give up on myself. But here was the thing, you know, when I hear the word warrior and when I hear the word, you know, alpha male and beta and whatever all this stuff is, when I start hearing all this stuff and alpha male and, you know, and being a warrior, we're all warriors, right? Women are warriors, men are warriors. We've all got that in us, right? We've all got that in us. But here's the thing that I see, and this is something why I kind of shifted the name of this, because it was called Extraordinary Men. But when I was on my retreat and I was doing my retreat, something came up for me around that name, and I just kind of really just was like, I don't like that anymore. I really don't like that. My job, what I love doing is reigniting men's lives. That's what I love doing. I was sat there and I was like, what is it I want to do? And I'm like, reigniting men's lives, because it's not my job, but what I love doing is helping men to reignite their lives. Like, they've just feel bogged down and lost with life. They're not sure where they're going. They've lost their vision. They've got no vision. They've got no purpose and meaning, right? They just feel burnt out, stressed out. They're not getting consistent results. They're feeling like their marriage is going south. They're struggling to connect with their kids. They're struggling to take action. So, why I made the shift was because I sat there and someone said something about being an extraordinary man. You know, I thought I needed to be an extraordinary man before I come on this retreat. And I sat there and I thought, you know, what are people's definition of an extraordinary man? Right, what is the extraordinary man? And the extraordinary man is a man that lives within integrity, honesty, you know, is vulnerable, takes ownership, right? It's not about the stuff you do, it's about who you're being, you know, it's about who you're being. And then I sat there and thought, well, extraordinary men, alphas, warriors, don't necessarily go around too much telling people that they are. You know, if I think, this is what I've seen, is the more I see people telling them, oh, I'm an extraordinary man, or I'm a warrior, you know, or I'm an alpha male, the more I see people talk about that stuff, is the more I see is they're just trying to convince themselves. And the truth is, they're actually not. They're actually not. I know a lot of people that think they're alpha. I know a lot of people that think they're extraordinary. I know a lot of people that think that they're a warrior, but they're not. And it's all external how they're showing people, but behind closed doors or who they're being, they're not. And at times I'm not. None of that stuff. And at times maybe I may perceive that I am. Sometimes I'm an extraordinary father. Sometimes I'm not. Sometimes I'm an extraordinary husband. Sometimes I'm not. Sometimes I'm an extraordinary man, sometimes I'm not, you know. But for me, it's not about walking about convincing people or telling people. It's more about living by who you are. Guys, that's all I've got for you today. It's good to be back. I would love to hear, you know, there's people listening to this, and I'd love to connect, right? There's a Facebook group, right? I've just changed the name of it. I was going to close it down, but I'm going to keep it open, right, guys? There's a Facebook group called Reigniting Men's Lives. If you're on Facebook, look up Michael Hilton. There's a Facebook group. Come and join the Facebook group. I'm going to change the URL of it at some point. But if you go and look for Reignite Men's Lives, you'll probably find that group. If not, go up to my Facebook page or my profile. Send me a message, and I can connect, and you can jump in there, man. We can jump in there. I'd love to connect with you. Love to build a relationship. I'd love to hear what you're liking from the podcast and what you're not. If the five of you are women, then great. I still love to connect with you. You just can't come in the group. Anyway, guys, create a fun, loving, extraordinary day, and I will speak to you on the other side. Take care.